totally sure about that? This is no fun at all.
You know, people have been thrown out of bluegrass music for less than that.
I think we have been. That was us.
So it's a real pleasure for me to be here with Mr. Jerry Douglas The great one.
He's never called me Mister before.
Probably be the last time. Ms. Jerry Douglas.
That's more like it. Sis.
We've been knowing each other for, what is it? What year is it now? Since about, what, 80? 80.
80.
79?
80. I don't know.
So we've been neighbors before.
When was Natural Bridge? No, it wasn't Natural Bridge. What record was that? You made a record once. And I played on it.
That's right.
And we played.
But we weren't really friends then.
No. It was strictly a tape by number kind of relationship.
It was a financial situation. Yeah.
I couldn't afford you either.
So anyway, we even had the same car for a little while.
We did? I wondered why it kept missing, you know? Coming up missing all the time. You had
that cool little Toyota Celica with a teardrop back window.
That wasn't my car.
So I went and bought one just like it, and except I didn't know how to drive a stick shift, so... You remember that?
I remember that. I went with Baylor to check out this car he was going to buy, and so he said, I like it, I'm going to buy it. And I said, fine. He said, I'm going to New York this afternoon. I said, have you ever driven a stick shift before? He said, no. You did go, too, didn't you?
You had to drive it to New York that day?
It was the other. It was the purple car you had before that that
blew up.
That blew up. Yeah. And you're supposed to put oil in it.
Yeah. So Jerry's been kind of like a big brother figure for me.
The
for
red
a long
light
time.
Didn't mean go faster.
Dusters were good for a while.
I don't think you're in tune with me. One of them's too tight. It's that big white thing on banjos that make them go out of tune. When Baylor first moved into the house next door to mine, he said, well, there's this really nice little deck up at the top of the hill where I could see it out my back door. And he says, I'm going to go up there on that deck. It's a good, really nice deck. I'm going to go up there and play banjo on that deck. And I said, well, if you're sitting up there and you're playing your banjo and a little red dot shows up on your head of your banjo, run like hell.
Remember that?
It was a banjo-free neighborhood until then.
How many people think more music and less talk would be a good thing?
Okay. How about that? That's perfect. It's the little things. I've got a record coming out in May.
Which means it may come out.
It may come out, yeah, right. Everybody tries to release a record around Merle time, you know. So it's actually, it's really coming out, you know. It may actually come out in July, but, you know, part of it will be done by Merle Fest, and I'll sell that part. Not true. This song is on there. This is called Passing the Bar. That can mean a lot of things. I hadn't thought of that before just now.
So it's kind of a musical test.
Sort of, yeah. You could say that. And you did.
How many people thought there was going to be singing?
Golly. Michael Jackson's here. No. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I worry about you sometimes. But you know, that one part you kept coming around to, that was really good there. I like that part.
I'll get rid of that part. Before that piece that I just played, we did a bunch of Irish music. We got the great opportunity to spend some time in Ireland, maybe 86, 87, I think it was, and went over and actually toured.
I wasn't married then, I know that. Neither were you, were you?
I don't think I was.
That's right.
But anyway.
Sidebar.
That might be the last time we played a duo show. It was in Ireland, so.
See how much you can remember if you put your mind to work. We'd go over there and play. Right after Christmas, we'd fly over and play pubs through New Year's. Those people know how to have New Year's. I don't remember playing on New Year's, really. I think we did, but we did.
Yeah, they have all these extra holidays, like they have Christmas, but then they have the day after Christmas, that's another holiday. And then they've got New Year's, but they've got, you know, the day after New Year's Day. That's another, and they're all, well, anyway. Okay, so anyway, that was what that was. Now we're going to move into the strength in numbers period a little bit later and take a flying jump at this this tune that I'll let Jerry tell you what the tune is inspired by.
It's, the way we did the strength of numbers records, you drew the graph, didn't you? It was like each guy in the band wrote a tune with another member of the band, with each other member of the band, and we came up with 10 tunes, which is usually a record. In this case, it was a record. And so Sam Bush and I wrote this tune, and there was a tape going around of it's called Duke and Cookie. It's about Walter Brennan and John Wayne out on the trail and some things they may have done together. Ah, Duke! I was younger then. Cookie.
I will not speak.
Thank you.
sure don't have to work near as hard when you got a bass player and a mandolin player.
This next piece is going to explore the cosmic relationships implied by the cosmic radiation theory of 1927 as altered by Einstein in the later years.
Quite possible. It's called...
You know what you're going to do?
Lick my lip up. No.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I don't much like that part either, but, you know, it's been so long ago since I wrote it, can't get rid of it.
I actually like that part. I think I ripped it off a couple of times in a couple of tunes, actually.
Maybe I ripped it off from you. Yeah. I don't know. Has anybody got a bluegrass request? Not get out of show business, but...
Okay, then we're going to take a little break after this. We'll be back with a lot of music that sounds about the same as what we just did.
Some of the same notes.
Good.
Some of the same notes in different order. So.
And I should also warn you, next set is going to be the somber set, so...
We'll put up the 1-800 suicide prevention number.
Thank you.
Are you totally sure about that?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, this is no fun at all.
You know, people have been thrown out of bluegrass music for less
than
that.
I think we have been. That was us. Yeah.
So it's a real pleasure for me to be here with Mr. Jerry Douglas, the great one.
He's never called me Mr. before.
Probably be the last time. Ms. Jerry Douglas.
That's more like it. Sis.
We've been knowing each other for, what is it? What year is it now? Since about, what, 80? 80.
80.
80. 79? 80.
I don't know.
So we've been neighbors before.
It wasn't Natural Bridge. What record was that? You made a record once. And I played on it.
That's right.
And we played.
But we weren't really friends then.
No. It was strictly a tape by number kind of relationship.
It was a financial situation. Yeah.
I couldn't afford you either.
So anyway, we even had the same car for a little while.
We did? I wondered why it kept missing, you know? Coming up missing all the time. You had
that cool little Toyota Celica with a teardrop back window.
That wasn't my car.
So I went and bought one just like it, and except I didn't know how to drive a stick shift, so... You remember that?
I remember that. I went with Bela to check out this car he was going to buy, and so he said, I like it, I'm going to buy it. And I said, fine. He said, I'm going to New York this afternoon. I said, have you ever driven a stick shift before? He said, no. You did go, too, didn't you?
Did I drive it to New York that day?
It was the purple car you had before that that
blew up.
That blew up. Yeah. And you're supposed to put oil in it.
Yeah. So Jerry's been kind of like a big brother figure for me.
The
for
red
a long
light
time.
Didn't mean go faster.
Dusters were good for a while.
Tune with me. One of them's too tight. It's that big white thing on banjos that make them go out of tune. When Bela first moved into the house next door to mine, he said, well, there's this really nice little deck up at the top of the hill where I could see it out my back door. And he says, I'm going to go up there on that deck. It's a good, really nice deck. I'm going to go up there and play banjo on that deck. And I said, well, if you're sitting up there and you're playing your banjo and a little red dot shows up on your head of your banjo, run like hell. Remember that? It was a banjo-free neighborhood until then.
How many people think more music and less talk would be a good thing?
That sounds pretty good.
I forgot the intro we worked out.
It's in D.
Okay. How about that?
That's perfect. Thank you.
I can do it.
Wow.
The same thing.
Oh, man. That's cool.
Try again.
It's the little things. I've got a record coming out in May.
Which means it may come out.
It may come out. Yeah, right. Everybody tries to release a record around Merle time, you know. So it's really coming out, you know. It may actually come out in July, but, you know, part of it will be done by Merle Fest, and I'll sell that part. Not true. This song is on there. This is called Passing the Bar. That can mean a lot of things. I hadn't thought of that before just now.
So it's kind of a musical test.
Sort of, yeah. You could say that. And you did.
How many people thought there was going to be singing?
Michael Jackson's here. No. Thank you.
Thank you.
What you call an off note?
I'm playing now.
Okay. About you sometimes, but you know, you that one part you come coming around to, that was really good there. I like that part.
I'll get rid of that part. Before that piece that I just played, we did a bunch of Irish music. We got the great opportunity to spend some time in Ireland. Maybe 86, 87, I think it was, and went over and actually toured.
I wasn't married then, I know that. Neither were you?
I don't think I was.
That's right.
But anyway.
Sidebar.
That might be the last time we played a duo show.
It was
in Ireland, so.
See how much you can remember if you put your mind to work. We'd go over there and play. Right after Christmas, we'd fly over and play pubs through New Year's. Those people know how to have New Year's. I don't remember playing on New Year's, really. I think we did, but we did.
Yeah, they have all these extra holidays. Like, they have Christmas, but then they have the day after Christmas. That's another holiday. And then they've got New Year's, but they've got, you know, the day after New Year's Day. That's another, and they're all, well, anyway. Okay. So anyway, that was what that was. Now we're going to move into the strength in numbers period a little bit later and take a flying jump at this this tune that I'll let Jerry tell you what the tune is inspired by.
It's the way we did the Strength of Numbers records, you drew the graph, didn't you? It was like each guy in the band wrote a tune with another member of the band, with each other member of the band, and we came up with 10 tunes, which is usually a record. In this case, was a record. And so Sam Bush and I wrote this tune, and there was a tape going around of
I didn't expect you to really tell me.
It's called Duke and Cookie. It's about Walter Brennan and John Wayne out on the trail and some things they may have done together. Ah, Duke! I was younger then. Ah, Cookie.
I will not speak.
Thank you.
Sure don't have to work near as hard when you got a bass player and a mandolin player.
This next piece is going to explore the cosmic relationships implied by the cosmic radiation theory of 1927 as altered by Einstein in the later years.
Quite possible. It's called...
You know what you're going to do?
Lick my love pump. No.
Take it away.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I don't much like that part either, but, you know, it's been so long ago since I wrote it, I can't get rid of it.
I actually like that part. I think I ripped it off a couple of times in a couple of tunes, actually.
Maybe I ripped it off from you. Yeah. Has anybody got a bluegrass request? Not get out of show business, but...
Okay, then we're going to take a little break after this. We'll be back with a lot of music that sounds about the same as what we just did.
Some of the same
not
notes.
As good.
Some of the same notes in different order. So.
And I should also warn you, that's next set is going to be the somber set, so...
We'll put up the 1-800 suicide prevention number. Thank you.
Okay. I told the audience last night to strap in because you're in for a big ride. And to please, Meg.
Did you rest? Take a few deep breaths. Inhale something, maybe? Maybe. Make a new friend? Destroy an old one? Here are some of those other notes. Bill Monroe said once, "I've written a new tune and it has some new notes in it." I didn't know what it meant. I stood once at a CMA show a few years ago. Marty Stewart and Bill Monroe and I had to stand on this little triangle-shaped portion of some stage for what seemed like hours. And Bill Monroe kept going, "Play this," and he'd play some, who knows, play something, and I'd try to copy what he was playing, and he'd say, "No, like this," and he'd play it again, and I'd somehow fake it and get through it and, you know, make him believe that I'd really played it. He'd say, "That'd make you a powerful number."
You know, once when Newgrass Revival was up in somewhere way up north and Bill Monroe was playing there, he came to the door of our little step van that we used to travel around in, and he had his mandolin on, and he came in the step van and he started playing us this tune, and we said, "Wow, that's really nice." And he said, I call it the old North Woods, because there's no telling how long those woods have been out there."
He said once, "I have a new tune, and I tried to write a song that sounded like Katie Hill with the same notes that's not Katie Hill."
That's called plagiarism, Bill.
Yeah.
We're just talking till our hands form back up. It's a little chilly back there.
Well, Terry and Dwight have done a great job with the sound tonight, I think. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. It's called Hide and Seek. You care.
These are three tunes that, it's like a great little brace of tunes that I wrote a while back for Jerry to play. And
you kept one of them, though.
I kept the last one thinking I might use it someday myself.
Did you?
Well, I might have something with it now,
okay.
but it's been hanging on to it for about 6 or 7 years. Actually, longer than that.
Was it the best one?
I thought so at the time. So anyway, then I rewrote it, and it doesn't sound anything like this anymore anyway, so I should have let him record it.
Let Dave Matthews sing on it too while you're at it.
I did. And you know it. Thank you.
sharp and D, isn't it? It's moving.
I have no control. Doesn't cost any extra.
Thank you.
An old song called Amazing Grace, but it's not your normal Amazing Grace. Go figure. And was this for Sparrow? Was this on a Christmas, not a Christmas record, it was a, it's a collection of different artists doing standard hymns in an unstandard way. This song's in 5/4 time now. The boss wants to hear Strangers in the Night in 5/4 time. Strangers in the night. Carried away, sorry.
Are you quite finished?
I carried away, sorry.
He never talked to me when we were neighbors. I will.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's a new song.
This is a new song.
It's called the Spanish Acquisition.
It's called Spanish Inquisition.
I thought you told me it was the Acquisition.
I thought I told you it was the Inquisition.
That's really different. You know, I don't know if I can play this one. It's a whole different, you know, ball game there.
We'll wait.
I guess I can. I'll try.
Okay. I'm still recovering from the fear of playing that last time. What was I thinking?
What were you thinking? Well, you know, got those tuners, you know, you can do anything with those tuners. It's a good thing they changed them from those old friction pegs, isn't it?
You need to get some tuners.
I got some. They work just fine.
Well, go ahead. Play Strangers in the Night, 5/4.
There you go. You like it? How do you like it so far?
Before he was a little bit verbose, now I think he's becoming a little bit belligerent. What do you think?
I don't know why, you know. Maybe it's all this rain. Has it stopped yet? Has it? Great. Much better. We ever really figured out how it starts. See, we know the song and we don't know why it's called that, but we know the song, but we just don't know what the first note is.
Let me try this.
Anybody? G. Make up your mind.
C sharp and B flat are the same note.
Ah.
Didn't know that, did you?
Man, all this time. All those songs I wrote in those two keys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It don't really matter.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much for coming out. Thank you, Linda, for all your help tonight. And please continue your support for the radio station down at Spindale. It's a wonderful thing. We're so lucky to have that. You know, we don't have that in Nashville. You know, we're trying to get another tower built so we can just... Pardon me? Yeah, I know. We're trying to get them to go ahead and throw it on over our way. It's that cross lanes place up there that's too high. Just bounces right back and Knoxville gets it the next day.
Hey, anybody just yell something out? If you have something to say. Come on, get involved. That's what makes this country great. How are you feeling? Okay. How do you go from the Flecktones to this? Smaller bus. Wow. They applauded for that.
You guys are great.
I hadn't thought about that before.
Hey, Jerry probably just said this, but I was standing back here, and from 4 feet back, it just sounded like he was going...
I was.
Oh, you were. But you guys really treated us great, and we didn't know what was going to happen, and you really listened to some stuff that was kind of strange, really, if you think about it. So thanks for making us feel comfortable enough to get really out there, and we really appreciate you very much.
Come on, it happened.
I just figured out how to make a thing do like a dobro.
Hang around a little longer. You too can play the dobro. Thank you.
Thanks again, everybody. Take it easy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.